Hi, this is a dictation for patient Joseph William, J-O-S-E-P-H-W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, date of birth 11-5-73, date of service 6-8-2022, and this is a procedure which is being done. The procedure is interlaminar cervical epidural steroid injection with the fluoroscopy and number 2 epidurogram for the cervical. Medical indications are as follows. This patient, Joseph William, has a chronic pain in the neck, and the most recent MRI that have been done show the following for his neck. He has a bulging disc in the C4, C5, along with uncovertebral and facet arthrosis and minimal left neural foramen stenosis. C5-6 with a minimal anterior disc height loss, disc bulging of 2 mm, ankylosed spondylosis, minimal left facet and uncovertebral arthrosis, and left neural foramen neurosis. C6-7, there is a posterior disc bulge slightly eccentric to the right up to 2 mm AT, and minimal left greater than right neural foramen stenosis. C7 and T1, there is a minimal posterior disc bulge estimated at 2 mm AT. In addition, patient is also found to have a multi-level thoracic herniated disc beginning from T3, T4. And bulging disc at T2 and T3, T4, T5, T5 and T6, T6-7. T7 and 8, along with herniation at T7, 8, and then also T8, 9, T9, 10, and T10 and 11, along with anterior ankylosed spondylosis, generalized bilateral neural foramen stenosis. The patient felt reasonably good in his lumbar spine, hence he's complaining of his pain at the base of the neck at the level of T1, T2, and it is assumed that a steroid injection at this level will resolve most of the herniated disc, so this injection is being done to improve his pain, improve his ADLs, and decrease the need for surgery. The procedure is done according to the template. Thank you.